Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Before I get started on my sermon, I just wanted to say a note of deep gratitude because it was 3 years ago on this Sunday, that was my first Sunday at Holly Grove, that I preached my first sermon. And so now that I've been through the church all 3 years, I have folders of notes that I've taken on each passage. And I got to look back at the notes I took on this and the sermon I preached. And I don't remember why, but we were all at home that Sunday. It was from Facebook Live, not just the recorded service here, but Facebook Live. All that to say, this week has been so full of so many memories and reflections of the past 3 years with you. And I feel very tender this morning as we're singing one of the songs from my ordination, as I hear Brantley singing at the top of his lungs, Kyrie eleison. I'm so grateful to be your pastor and to be with you here at Holly Grove. So thank you for a wonderful 3 years, and I look forward to many more. So the words, come and see. These words kept echoing in my mind this week as I was studying today's gospel lesson and letting Sunday's sermon percolate. Right? It has to percolate in my mind a few days before I put it on paper. Come and see. These words of invitation that Philip offers to Nathanael are the same words that were part of our invitation to communion in our Advent and Christmastide services. I know it seems like a long time ago, but see if you can remember these words. In Christ's manger and at Christ's table, come and see what God has made known for you. Come and see. These words are simple, issuing an invitation not only to see something with our eyes, but to experience something. Come and see. These words, this invitation, is at the heart of not just these verses in the Gospel of John, but throughout John's Gospel. John's story for 21 chapters is structured around encounters with Jesus. Again and again, from these first disciples to a Pharisee named Nicodemus, to the Samaritan woman at the well, to the man born blind, to Peter and Pilate and Thomas. Throughout John's gospel, people are encountered by Jesus. In John's gospel, Jesus encounters a variety of people in a variety of ways, and their responses to him, to each one, in one way or another, he says the same thing. Come and see. Come and see this new thing that God is doing. Come and see a new life and a different future open up in front of you. Come and see the love and grace of God made known and available to all. And then in response, some take up that invitation and they follow him. And yet others remain puzzled or confused, maybe indifferent, and some just simply don't believe Jesus' offer. But then there are some who not only follow Jesus, but invite others to do the same. In today's lesson, Jesus comes to Galilee and he invites Philip to follow him. Philip does, and he seeks out Nathanael to invite him to do the same by saying, come and see. These words, this invitation, is not just at the heart of John's gospel, but it's at the heart of Christian evangelism. Now, if the word evangelism makes your skin crawl or causes you to feel a little bit panicky inside, you're not alone, because I'm right there with you. Yes, me, a pastor of the Evangelical Lutheran Church. But at its heart, evangelism, evangelical, comes from the Greek word that literally means good news. And all of us are called to share the good news of God in Jesus, in word and deed, with our lives. But what's happened over the years is that the word and concept of evangelism has been sort of taken over by some Christians to mean something else. Right? We're not called to cram our faith down other people's throats or to threaten them with hell. No. We are called to kindly and lovingly and graciously, without judgment or fear. We are called to invite others to come and see what God is doing in and through Jesus. And we're called to invite others to come and see what God is doing in this community of disciples that have chosen to follow God. Come and see. These words sound simple and non-threatening. That is, until it's time to say them. And then they don't feel so easy to say. And I don't say this to point fingers or to make anybody feel guilty, but to simply lift up the reality that most of us aren't comfortable inviting people to church. And yet that's too bad, because the key factor in influencing people to attend church for the first time is personal invitation. Over 80% of people that visit a church do so because someone has invited them to come and to see. Right? It's not the size of a church or a reputation of the church or the beautiful or simple building or even the quality of music or the amazing preaching of the pastor that calls people or draws them, right? Those things matter, but that's not what draws people. Because the first time someone comes to church, it's more likely that they're going to come because someone has personally invited them. Just like Philip said to Nathaniel, come and see. Come check this out. And that just might mean that we might need to somehow summon the courage to invite someone to come and see what we have found in this faithful community in our congregation. That we might need to summon the courage to come and get to know the God that we know and the God that we love. And so I'm going to ask for a little participation right now. I'm going to ask the ushers to hand out a piece of paper to each of you with two questions on it that I want you to consider, right? The first is, what is your favorite thing about the life we share together in this faith community, right? What is your favorite thing about the life that we share together? And then second, would you be willing to invite someone that you know to come and see and to share this aspect of our congregational life together? So they're passing this out. I invite you to take a minute or two to just think and write it down. Sometimes writing things down helps us a little bit. What is your favorite thing about the life we share in this faith community? And second, would you be willing to invite someone you know to come and to see and to experience this part of our congregational life that you enjoy? So take a minute, write some answers down. When you're done, fold it up. And when the offering plate comes around, I invite you to put this in the offering plate as one of your offerings to God. So take a minute, and then we'll close this in prayer. Thank you for participating in this way. So if you want to take a little bit more time, that is just fine. But when you're done, if you'll fold those in half and place it in the offering plate when it comes around. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, that we may see and experience your love and grace in this community of faith and in our lives. Come, Holy Spirit, that we might share the love and grace of God with others. Come, Holy Spirit, that we might bear witness with our whole lives to the love and grace of God in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.